Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Joe DeCamera, John Rich. It is 94 at WIP. Of course, 888-729-9494 to react to all that we're talking about today, including Toronto winning the NBA Finals last night, what it means from a 76ers standpoint. Phil's getting ready to play the Braves, big series three-gamer tonight. Of course, the Eagles wrapping up that mandatory camp. Let's go out on the Swartz Gulleton guest line right now. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz Gulleton at 800-JUSTICE. One of our favorite actors from television. He's been in movies. He's been all over. He's coming to Philadelphia tomorrow, part of Wizard World in Philly, happening at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. He is the great Tony Danza joining us on the show. Tony, how you doing today, my man?
I'm good, Joe. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. How's it going, John?
Great, Tony. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Tony. Yeah, I'm psyched. You know, I was just in Philly in May. We had the 10th annual Teachers versus Student Talent Show at Northeast High School that we've been doing there for a long time.
Yep.
And it was a big success, you know, trying to raise some money for the after-school programs. And listen to this. You ready for this?
Yes.
This is an honor. They dedicated the stage in the auditorium to me.
Whoa.
Nice.
There's a plaque.
Tony, what was it like for you when you taught at Northeast High? What was that experience like?
Well, first of all, I could smell 60, so I was turning 60, and I wanted to teach. I hadn't, you know, I went to school to do it, so I hadn't done it. It was like, and so I got a chance to teach there, and you know, Northeast is a comprehensive high school, 3,500 kids, everything from special ed to magnet, and it's the conventional wisdom about public school is that there's not much good going on in there, but I'm here to tell you there were thousands of miracles every day. Even I had some. So it was a life changing thing, Joe. I mean, first of all, you see a heart. I wrote a book about it,
mm-hmm.
and it's called I Want to Apologize to Every Teacher I Ever Had my year at Northeast High, because it's like the hardest job. I mean, it's really tough. Forget about just the curriculum and everything you have to do, but the emotional grind. You got to take care of 150 kids.
Right.
And they're all in your life. You know what I mean? They get in your life, and it blows you away. I mean,
wow.
You know, but at the end, you gruel, it's grueling. At the other end, all of a sudden, some kid will say something like, you know, hey, I quoted you. I said, yeah, you quoted me? He says, yeah. I said, he says, I told my friend, make the best of a bad situation.
Wow.
So that moment you have where you made a dent.
You got through.
It's so thrilling, you know? Yeah.
Spending the time with the kids, did they win you over to being a Philadelphia sports fan to any degree?
Well, I root for the home team. So I was there. I sang at Phillies Park. I was all over the place. No, but now I'm back in New York, and you know who I have.
Oh, no, Tony. Oh,
no. Come on. I'm
so back. I saw some of your four-piece band. You guys are amazingly good. You're quite the singer. What do you pattern yourself after? I mean, you're sort of like a crooner. Are you a big Sinatra guy?
Yeah, in fact, don't get me wrong, I don't mean to sound presumptuous, but, you know, I knew him, I got to know him when I was younger in Hollywood.
Wow.
And he was around, and I got to be around him, and my mother was such a nut about him when I was a kid, and one of the great things I ever did was I introduced my mother to Frank Sinatra.
Wow, that's a big deal.
It was like, you know, it was a big deal, but I think about him. I go up there. When I go up there, I can't be him. I can't sing like him. I can't. But what I can do is I can have that ease. I can have that take chargeness that he had when he was on stage.
Yeah.
And I find, and I love, I'm telling you, I've been doing this now for almost 20 years. And in the last 4 years, I sort of got it. It sort of came to me. And so now I really enjoy doing it. And every place we go, the show just knocks them dead. I'm just thrilled with it. I'm trying to get a date in Philly. I got to bring it to Philly.
That'd be awesome.
It is. Yeah. It is good stuff. I mean, check it out if you haven't, everyone. It's very good.
It's the American Songbook.
Yeah.
And then I try to make people laugh in between the songs.
How about that? I like it. Of course, Tony Danza part tomorrow, and it's an ongoing this weekend, Wizard World Philadelphia at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Tony's going to be there tomorrow, signing autographs, posing for pictures, talking to fans, and, of course, interactive Q&A panel discussion. Tony, when you reflect back on your career, who's the boss in Taxi? Yeah. Do you have a favorite show between the two?
Well, I made a little bit more money on Who's the Boss. But I always say this. A lot of people get a break in Hollywood because, it's cheaper. You're cheaper. You're younger. It's exciting. But not a lot of people get a break like Taxi. I mean, Taxi was, could you imagine my first experience on TV is the best show on TV.
Incredible. Yeah.
and it was just, and surrounded by not only the actors, Danny and Judd and Mary Lou and Jeff and everybody, but also behind the scenes, you had Jim Brooks, who wrote Terms of Endearment and As Good as It Gets, and Jim Burrows, who's directed every sitcom you've ever watched.
Yep.
Behind the scenes. So, we do a thing here in New York. I work with the Police Athletic League, the PAL, and we started this thing, the PAL acting program, teen acting program, and here's the slogan, because when you teen acting, because when you teach a kid how to act, you teach a kid how to act. So that's the slogan. So in a way, that's what happened to me. It's called youth development through performance. So I got out there. I was surrounded by all these incredibly talented people. And there was a level you had to reach. You play with the best, you play better. And so that really made a big difference, and I think it set me up for the rest of my career.
So cool. Tony Danza with us. All right, Tony, so I never thought I'd actually get the chance to talk to you, but thinking about if I would, the one question, of course, I'd always want to ask you, and the title of the show is Who's the Boss? So I will ask you, Tony, who was the boss? You or Angela, who was the boss?
No, well, it was a board of directors.
that's what teams say about who makes a draft pick. It was a collaborative effort.
Uh-huh. It was a collaborative pick, yeah. It was really one of those, when you get a hit show, Joe, when you get a hit show, a lot of things have to come together. It's like a perfect storm, and it's really hard to put it together. And that one, when it came together, Judith Light, Catherine Hellman, God rest her, we just lost her. The kids, Danny and Alyssa, and then the backstage. It just was this thing that came together. And it also, you're talking about 1983, 84, the idea of having a guy cleaning somebody's house and living there. At the time, it was avant-garde. It was really something. So it was just that really great sort of combination of things that happened. And I'm telling you, it was about the most fun you could have for 8 years. It really was.
I actually went to college with Danny Pintaro.
Did you?
Yeah, for a few years there. Hey, I got this is a deep question, and it's a little bit personal. You're viewed as the tender, tough guy. So I'm not sure which way you go on this. Do you take baths? My partner here takes 3-hour baths, and I'm trying to convince him it's not what men do.
No. It's exactly what men do.
Oh, yeah, Tony. No, don't say it. Thank you, Tony.
Wait a minute. Especially men who have aches and pains from a prior career.
There you go.
You see, let me tell you something. I got lavender Epsom salt.
Get out of here.
It's the best.
Well, Epsom salts are pretty good.
No. I mean, you got to take showers. Don't get me wrong. But a soak, there's nothing like a soak. Joe, you got to try it.
Tony, not only am I'm going to save this audio forever, and we're going to play it back forever. That's great. Hey, Tony, you got a favorite sport as a sports fan? What's your favorite sport?
Baseball.
Yankees or Mets?
I'm a Yankees fan, but I root for the Mets because, they're the home team, too,
Yeah.
So if they're playing together, I root for the Yankees.
Tony,
by the way, I can watch the Phillies. I want to watch baseball.
Sure.
That's what I want to do.
Great game. Sure.
You know?
Tony, what
you know what I'm...
What? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, what was the backstory of the Eagles movie? You made an Eagles movie a few years back as the garbage-kicking field-goal guy. What was the backstory of that?
It was called the field-goal kicking, garbage-picking Philadelphia phenomenon. How'd you like to have that on your resume? Anyway, we worked with Laurie, too, the owner at the time.
Yep.
And we were, the idea of the show was I was a garbage man, and I used to have a broken truck. And I had to kick the truck, kick the handle to make it work. And I built up this crazy leg from kicking the truck. So one day I go to the dump, and I'm kicking. I was kicking those, the water things. You know, the water.
Yeah, the jugs.
Yeah, the jug of water.
Those big plastic. I was kicking them, and the owner happens to see me. He says, "Who's this guy kicking that thing?" And somehow I get a chance, and I ended up. And by the way, I want you to know, I kicked a 35-yard field goal in that movie with people rushing me.
Wow.
I couldn't kick another yard. We moved it one more yard. I couldn't reach it, but I did kick. And I had, remember, wow. I had a combat boot on. I had a work shoe on. And I was kicking field goals.
Awesome.
That was a great little movie, actually.
Absolutely awesome. Hey, wizardworld.com is the website to, of course, check out everything about what's happening this weekend. It's at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Tony's going to be there, in addition to a lot of other stars, including Ted Danson from Cheers, George Wendt, Hacksaw Jim Dugan from wrestling. How about that?
I haven't done a lot of these, but last year and a half, I've done a couple. You got to see who shows up. That's what's the most fun. Mm-hmm. I see people from back in the day in Hollywood in the 80s and 70s there, sometimes. It's hysterical. Yeah. You really, people you haven't seen in a long time. I saw a couple of girls, too, from the past. That was wild. I tell you what's great about these things. It's so great that people come. Everybody's so happy. They're happy to see you. You get to tell people. You get to talk. I mean, it's a really terrific event. I really enjoyed
Fantastic.
Doing
them. Well, Tony, I've always enjoyed your positive energy, my man. Keep it going. Again, wizardworld.com for all the information to see Tony this weekend and all the other stars that will be there. It's at Wizard World Pennsylvania Convention Center, Center City, Philly. Hey, Tony, thanks so much for joining us on the program today.
Joe, Johnny, take care. Have a good day, and go Philly.
There you go. Thanks, there he is, the great Tony Danza. How cool was that? We appreciate Tony joining us on the show. How about that?
That's special.
He just went
that
Hollywood.
Was something else.
It was good stuff.
Man, he was a huge part of my young life.
No
I watched
question.
Tony Danza.
Yeah. It was. You watch a lot
All
of that
the time.
Stuff. Yeah. So do you have a preference between Who's the Boss and Taxi?
Well, Taxi's a better show.
Taxi's
but I watched
show.
I watched more of Who's the Boss.
So did I. I think that I'm in the exact same boat.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.